In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Time to pass the popcorn, brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema 10. Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, where they have a film for everybody in the family. Alan Adams from The Main Edge joins us in studio. Good day, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was busy, but good. Yeah, had a lot going on. You know, we were in rehearsals for the next PTC show, Ugly Lies the Bone. Went down and played with the folks at Improv Acadia a little bit this weekend, yeah. Which was a lot of fun. You know, and we're just going to keep on keeping on because rehearsals keep going. And the OG Bangor Improv Group, the Focus Group, has a show coming this Friday.
That's right over at BAE, right?
Yeah, at the Bangor Arts Exchange. We're pretty psyched to be back in there. Looking forward to it. So yeah, that'll be 8 o'clock on Friday night, and we'll be doing what we do. So yeah, like I'm very much in demand, but. We all know that the top of my priority list is always going to be Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Appreciate that. Happy to have you here. Let's talk movies. You saw two this weekend.
I did.
Well, I've not heard of Annihilation.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of Game Night.
Yeah.
And I want it to be good because I like Jason Bateman a lot.
Well, we'll start with Game Night because not only is it good, it's very good.
Really?
Yeah,
nice.
It's very good. It's got a great ensemble cast. You mentioned Jason Bateman, Rachel McAdams is in this movie, Kyle Chandler.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just a great collection of talents, and it's smarter than you might have been led to believe. It's the basic gist is you've got a couple, Max and Annie, played by Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams, respectively, and their relationship is basically built around their shared competitiveness. Like they really like to win. Like they met at a bar trivia night, and it's just sort of snowballed into this thing where they host a weekly game night for their group of friends, they love it. They have fun. It's like two other couples. They've got a married pair of high school sweethearts, Kevin and Michelle, played by Lamorne Morris, who's Winston on New Girl, the TV show.
Okay.
New Girl.
Yeah.
And Kylie Bunbury, who it was killing me. I couldn't remember where I couldn't figure out where I recognized her from. She played the lead on the sadly departed TV show Pitch, which I was a really big fan of. And then they've got their dumb friend Ryan, played by a guy named Billy Magnuson, who wasn't super familiar to me, but he's actually quite great in this. And generally a rotating collection of Instagram models that he brings as his date to to game night. So they have this sort of basic thing. And then Max's brother Brooks, played by Kyle Chandler, rolls into town. He's like this big deal, like hedge fund investment banker guy, like super successful, and has always kind of lorded it over Max a little bit. And Brooks is like, well, why don't we have game night at my house? And so he's rented this incredibly, you know, beautiful house, and everyone shows up and they're like, we're doing game night differently now. It's going to be like a live action, like kidnapping murder mystery type game. One of those situations, and everyone's like, oh, this will be fun. And then the door gets kicked in and kidnappers show up and abduct Brooks, and everyone's like, oh, well, we have to figure this out. And then we wind up venturing into territory where we're not entirely sure just what's happening, what's real, what's not real, et cetera, et cetera. Rich, you might be sitting there thinking to yourself, why does that premise sound familiar to me?
Yes, yes.
And what you might be thinking of is the 1997 classic psycho thriller from David Fincher, The Game, starring
Michael Douglas
and Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason that you feel like that, because it was a very deliberate choice on the filmmaker's part to basically turn this weird like ensemble comedy into some kind of crazy homage to the works of David Fincher. So not only do you have this sort of foundational guide like for the game, but there's like there are references to like Fight Club, and there's like there are a couple of nods to like Gone Girl. Like it's got that weird sort of like electronic score that type thing that Fincher loves to use. Like, and all of this folded into this comedy that is very, very cleverly written. Because you know so many comedies these days are perfectly content to rest their laurels on either, you know, just coarseness for coarseness's sake, or references, like making pop culture references without anything, you know, just references for reference sake. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of both of those things, but they're it's in the service of like actual like gags and jokes and like stuff that will like make you laugh and then make you feel kind of smart for laughing at them. Again, so it's just it's this wonderfully constructed thing. And again, it's not particularly deep. Like, it's not like it's this sort of, you know, deep cut Fincher, like, you know, homage or anything like that. It's pretty surface level. But once it clicks, it's just like, oh, this is super fun. Like, my one regret is they didn't find a way to work in the line, you got to pay him more to make it stop, which is easily my favorite part of the game. But yeah, and the performances are great. Like, it's, you know, Jason, it's the put upon sort of, beta male everyman kind of role that Jason Bateman can play in his sleep, although he gives it a little bit more edge than he usually does in this one. Rachel McAdams, who it's really easy to forget that she kind of like got her start playing comedic roles. It makes you wish she'd do more of it because she's really great here. The rest of the supporting cast, they're excellent across the board.
Kyle Chandler, he gets overlooked, but he's as good a character actor as there is going these.
Well, and it's so funny because he does such a great job. Like, this is, you know, I mean, this, you know, he's playing someone very different in this movie than he usually plays. And it's just, but the joy of someone like Kyle Chandler is he can do whatever you need him to do. Like, it's like, oh yeah, smug jerk older brother to Jason Bateman. Yes, I buy this 100,000%. It's fantastic. But yeah, like across the board, like everyone involved has done a really wonderful job in making a movie that's really funny and funny in a way that doesn't make you feel like, I don't know, pandered to or condescended to. Like it's not afraid to, you know, to punch up a little bit. Like not a ton. Like it's still a fairly easy movie to watch, but at the same time, like I had a really, really good time.
Nice. That's the story on Game Night. All right, what about Annihilation?
Okay, so Annihilation it's very difficult to talk about this movie for a number of reasons. It's based on a novel, a 2014 novel by a guy named Jeff Vandermeer. It's called Annihilation. It's one of a trilogy. It's called the Southern Reach Trilogy. It's Annihilation is the first book. The second is called Authority, and the third is Acceptance. And Vandermeer is a proponent of the literary school referred to as the new weird. And basically, it's an approach to genre fiction, whether it's, you know, sci-fi or fantasy or horror, by incorporating sort of those tropes and ideas into more literary work. And he's kind of at the vanguard of that school. It's one of those books that is fairly well beloved, but has been deemed by numerous people with the dreaded label unfilmable.
Mm-hmm.
That gets passed around and it kind of develops that reputation. And then eventually it lands in the hands of someone, namely writer-director Alex Garland, who basically says, you know what? Hold my beer. Garland, who he made his bones as a screenwriter. He did like done a couple things with Danny Boyle. He did 28 Days Later, Sunshine, he did the adaptation, the new Dread movie. But he's best known. He made his directorial debut a couple years ago when he wrote and directed Ex Machina, which was one of the greatest movies that came out that particular year. This is basically his sophomore effort in the director's chair. I'm going to try to do a little bit of a synopsis, but it's really tough because it's a really strange movie. But basically you have a woman named Lena, played by Natalie Portman, who's a professor of cellular biology, a former soldier, teaching at an unnamed college. Her husband is named Kane, played by Oscar Isaac, and there, you know, he is kind of sent off on an undisclosed secret mission, and basically disappears and is gone for, you know, and she's, you know, left alone for something like a year, until he one day inexplicably just turns up with very little memory of where he's been or what he's been doing, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, as this is playing out, we're being intercut with scenes that involve Portman's character basically sitting in some sort of quarantine situation, being, you know, interrogated by a guy in a full-on decontamination suit played by Benedict Wong. Basically asking her questions about, you know, what happened to these people that we haven't met yet. And, you know, what do you remember about this and that? And so we find out her husband had been sent on a mission into a mysterious area known as Area X, or the Southern Reach. Turns out a few years ago, something happened on the coast of Florida. And basically, it has been gradually extending an area, a mysterious area that every time the government has tried to explore within it, nobody has ever come back. And it turns out that Natalie Portman's character, Lena, her husband is the first person to ever come back. But he's very ill and damaged in ways that they can't really seem to understand. And so, with, you know, filled with desire to find out what's wrong and try to help him, she basically volunteers to be part of the next expedition into through the barrier that they call the Shimmer. I know it's it's unreal, but yeah, so she winds up on a team led by a psychologist played by Jennifer Jason Leigh, because again, this cast is outstanding. And fellow team members like Gina Rodriguez is in there, Tessa Thompson. And they basically go into this place and quickly discover that all the laws of nature have essentially been turned upside down, and they don't understand what's happening. There are huge time jumps. You know, flora and fauna are changing in ways that are difficult for them to comprehend. And they themselves start breaking down and starting to question where they are, who they are, even kind of what they are. Like, it's just it's really intense, and they may encounter some things that are both inexplicable and horrifying in ways both physical and psychological. And that's really as far as I can go. Like, I don't know how else to really articulate what exactly happens in this movie. And that's an issue that I think Paramount was the studio that's an issue that they themselves kind of saw in test screenings, because they basically demanded a recut and a change of ending. The producer who had Final Cut refused and stayed true to Alex Garland's vision. And so Paramount cut their losses, basically hedged their bets, sold the distribution rights to Netflix. And the only places this movie is getting actual theatrical release are here and Canada and I think China. And everywhere else, it's going to debut on Netflix sometime next month. And it's a weird, weird movie. It's probably the strangest mainstream movie release I've seen in, I don't know if I can remember a weirder one. It's a challenging movie. It's a complicated movie. It's visually stunning. Like, it's one of those movies that is just absolutely incredible to watch. The complexity of the themes, the complexity of the narrative, you know, you're moving back and forth in time. The reliability of your protagonist's perspective continues to shift. You get little clues here and there about what has happened, what may happen, what didn't really happen, you know, and all this stuff comes together in a movie-going experience that was mind-blowing in, for me, the best possible way. And it's one of those movies that I genuinely enjoyed in a lot of ways, and can see people whose opinions I respect hating just hate it. Like, it's that kind of a polarizing experience, I think. It's the sort of movie where you might, if you don't get it, it's not any sort of condemnation of your character or your intelligence. It's just one of those movies where it's going to click with you or it's not. And if it doesn't, then you're going to have a bad time. But I, just speaking for myself, thought it was brilliant.
Alan Adams talking movies with us here on Pass the Popcorn every Monday afternoon, brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema 10 on Stillwater Avenue in Bangor. Now, normally Alan will be back on Wednesdays, but you're wrapped up in a rehearsal at Penobscot Theater. But Friday, a rare Friday Alan Adams appearance here for one of the highlights every year, and that's the annual Oscars preview.
Yeah, it's I've been working on that for the past few days. It's my 11th year doing one of these. Can you imagine?
No.
Crazy. But yeah, it was, because I knew I wasn't going to be able to come in on Wednesday. But I also knew that, we sure do have a heck of a good time when we talk Oscars here. And I didn't want to miss out on that opportunity. So thankfully, you guys were nice enough to shuffle the schedule a little bit and make some space for me. So I'm very appreciative of that. And I look forward to coming in on Friday, and we can talk about what I think is going to happen, and we could see just how right or wrong.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in a pool, if you got a little Oscar party, you want a little insight in your handicapping, Alan is here to help you come Friday.
I'll just say this. I'm a heck of a lot better at picking the Oscars than I am at picking bowl games. We'll just put it that way.
Now, do you still hold the championship belt in your friendly competition?
You know, I don't. It's funny. The current champion is our good friend and fellow focus group member, Adam Cousins.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's get him in here then.
Hey.
You'll be here.
I will be here.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Alan.
My pleasure.
Alan Adams on Downtown.